How's it going, Mason?
Winston! Glad you could pop in to keep us company on this car ride.
It's really not that long a ride.
Still. What's up with you?
Things are good for the most part. Tyrum's been really busy lately with his council stuff, convincing the council to be more transparent and everything.
But we've kept ourselves busy, too. Scout and Aja have had lots of playdates.
They're so cute when they play together.
Yeah, but what about you, Winston?
Yeah, how are things going without your best friend there to keep you on your toes?
Oh, trust me. I am being kept on my toes plenty anyway. Things have been, hectic.
I thought you said things were good.
I was softening the blow.
Oh, God. What happened?
At first, it was just the council. They were really miffed about losing you two.
But they've mostly gotten over it. They seem to think you can't do much harm on your own, and you're more trouble than you're worth.
I'll take that as a compliment.
But what's the bad part?
Right. Well, we had another zombie incident.
What?
That has to be the council's work.
Shh, don't say that on the air.
Why? The colony should know the truth, and it's not like we're keeping it a secret that the council is doing some shady shit.
You don't want them deciding you're a big enough threat to actually go after you. Just keep your cool, okay? We don't know for sure what caused this zombie problem. It could have been a simple mistake.
I guess.
Does Tyrum know anything?
The council still hasn't let him in on the, secret orders yet.
Maybe we can interview the person who got bitten? Hole up in the viewing room like old times?
So, a few days ago is old times now?
More or less.
Hey, we're here!
At the mall?
Yeah, I just parked. We're heading for the entrance now.
God, it's eerie in here without the kids running around and the other survivors going about their business.
Yeah, I'll bet. That place spooked me sometimes, even when there were people there.
It's creepy to be alone in a place that's clearly meant to be filled by people.
I'm surprised the guy you're following ended up here.
It's a good choice, since it's already been cleared of zombies.
See any sign of life?
Nothing. Oh, wait! Did we ever do anything with the ice cream shop?
No. Why? Oh, shit! Someone was definitely here! We're gonna let you go for a minute, Hen.
Good luck.
There's a tablet on the counter. Could you check that out while I look for our guy?
On it.
Jesus. Look at the freezer.
Is that blood on the inside of the window?
And it's got a padlock on it, too. Seems like it was holding more than just ice cream.
Huh. Here, the tablet's locked, but it's paused on an audio file. I'll restart the audio.
This is Simon Hubis, log 76, day 58 of the apocalypse. Edia isn't doing well. It's... Anyway, the mall is a nice place to work, much better than the mansion. Fewer memories attached to it, I suppose. Not to mention, I believe this is where that radio host was stationed. They and their friends used to broadcast from the old radio station here. It was amusing to listen to. A good way to pass the time, to forget myself just for a little bit. I'm tempted to find the station and broadcast something myself, but... Well, what would I even say? Sorry? No, it's a terrible idea. And the one person I need to hear it wouldn't understand anyway. Who am I kidding? Edia is a mess. If I were a more lighthearted man, I'd say she's coping worse than I am. As it is, I don't think either of us is in any shape to do any coping at all. For me, there is nothing but my work. And, I suppose, the occasional prayer. And audio log.
Who do you think?
Edia? I don't know much about this Simon guy. Maybe it's his daughter or his wife?
It sounds like she wasn't handling the apocalypse well.
Yeah, but who does?
Good point.
He mentioned a mansion in the recording. Do you know what place he could have been talking about?
There is this huge mansion on the north side of Kitmith. It's definitely the first thing I think of when I think of mansion.
I guess there's no harm in checking it out. If he owns the Space Center and founded the moon colonies, he's gotta be out of this world wealthy.
Out of this world.
Ha ha. Come on, let's get going.